أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2024. Today being the 16th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. Today, as we continue in our series, we turn our focus to yet another verse of the Noble Quran. Now, let me offer this disclaimer that some may find the meaning of this verse today strange or out of the norms of how we expect Allah to speak in the Quran. But rest assured, by the end of our discussion, it will make complete sense. So in chapter 83, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, verse 34, in a very short verse, Allah says the following. So on this day of judgment, those who believed will laugh at the unbelievers. Now, in this verse, the day of judgment is depicted as a momentous occasion where believers will experience a profound sense of joy and fulfillment. In stark contrast to the disbelief and regret of those who rejected faith, this verse actually encapsulates a pivotal aspect of Islamic theology, emphasizing the ultimate accountability and justice that will unfold in the hereafter. Actually, not only will the believers be joyous, elated and laughing as they are going towards paradise, but the verse says they will be laughing at the disbelievers destined for hell. Now, in the life of this world, as Muslims that follow the Quran and the Prophet and his noble family, the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, the key ingredients for salvation in the world to come, we are told that it is extremely rude to laugh at those who are down on their luck and deprived. Not only is it insensitive to laugh at those who are in difficult times, but also it reflects a lack of empathy and understanding of human suffering. Without a doubt, in the life of this world, when individuals find themselves in unfortunate circumstances such as poverty, illness, or other forms of deprivation, they often experience profound emotional distress and struggle to maintain their dignity. In such vulnerable states, being subjected to mockery or ridicule, that only exasperates their pain and humiliation and suffering, deepening their sense of despair and isolation. Furthermore, in the life of this world, laughing at the misfortune of others, well, that perpetuates harmful stereotypes and reinforces social divisions. This sort of an attitude, it creates an atmosphere of callousness and indifference where compassion and solidarity are replaced by mockery and disdain of others. Such behavior, you would agree, undermines the fundamental principle of empathy and kindness that are essential for fostering a compassionate and supportive society, especially given all that we have been going through in the Quran in this month of Ramadan, of the love that we have to have for one another. However, in this verse, we're now speaking about the Day of Judgment and beyond. The accounts will be taken, the people will all know where they're going, heaven or hell, and so why not? On that day, when the tables are turned and people get what they deserve, we will see a unique scene play out. Now keep in mind, as a disclaimer, this is not something we should ever be doing in this world. As noted, that we need to have empathy for those that are going through difficulties, even non-believers. The Quranic verse, so on this day of judgment, those who believed will laugh at the unbelievers, what we're reviewing for today. This encapsulates a profound truth about the ultimate reckoning and divine justice awaiting humanity on the Day of Judgment and beyond. For believers, the prospect of laughing at the disbelievers on that fateful day carries significant spiritual and emotional weight, symbolizing the culmination of their unwavering faith and trust in the promises which Allah had given them. Now, firstly, the believers' laughter at the disbelievers stems from a sense of vindication and validation of their faith. Throughout their lives, as believers, we may have faced ridicule, persecution, and mockery for our adherence to Islam and for our practice of our religion in public. However, on the Day of Judgment, they will witness the fulfillment of Allah's promise, where those who mocked us and our faith will face divine retribution. What goes around comes around, while the believers will be rewarded for their steadfastness and devotion. Moreover, The believer's laughter at the disbelievers reflects a deep understanding of the consequences of rejecting faith and defying divine guidance. It serves as a stark reminder of the choice that individuals make in this worldly life and the eternal ramifications of those choices. You get what you deserve. Now, while believers embraced the light of faith and strove to lead righteous lives, the believers chose to turn away from truth and indulge in worldly desires, oblivious to the consequences awaiting them in the hereafter. Additionally to that, the believer's laughter is not rooted in arrogance or superiority, but rather in gratitude and humility and humbleness to Allah. They recognize that their guidance and their success in the hereafter are solely due to the mercy and grace of Allah, and they feel immense relief and joy knowing that their faith, that faith in that world for 50, 60, 100 years, has led them to eternal salvation. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, the believers' laughter at the disbelievers on the Day of Judgment, it signifies the ultimate triumph of truth over falsehood, righteousness over wickedness, and faith over disbelief. It serves as a testament to the mercy and justice of Allah, and it reaffirms the believers' unwavering trust in Allah's divine wisdom and promise of reward. On the Day of Judgment, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and those who followed in his righteous path, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and their followers, they'll find solace and joy in their unwavering faith as they witness the fulfillment of divine promise and the triumph of truth over falsehood. Their laughter thus symbolizes the vindication of their beliefs and the ultimate victory of righteousness. Conversely, those who denied the truth and rejected faith, and more importantly, they denied and rejected Imam Ali and his mastership over the Muslim community immediately after the demise of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and went to other people to become their caliphs, they will experience profound regret and anguish and grief as they come to terms with the consequences of their disbelief. The contrast between the laughter of the believers and the despair of the non-believers, those who were not followers of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, underscores the eternal consequences of one's choices in this worldly life. Now, although the name of Imam Ali is not directly mentioned in the Quran, nor in the verse we are reviewing today, that's where the hadith come into play. And given that the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon all of them, given that they are the rightful interpreters of the Quran, we must go to their door of guidance to see how they explain the verses of the Quran. And in looking at the verse under review for today, a very powerful and potent verse, we come across the following narration which adds clarity to the verse and states the following. Keeping in mind, before I mention the hadith, that this hadith I'm about to mention comes from the book Shawahid al-Tanzil of the famous Sunni scholar Al-Haskani. He narrates in a tradition from Ibn Abbas regarding the words of Allah, "Surely those who are guilty used to laugh at those who believe," meaning chapter 83, verse 29. He said that these are the Banu Abdul Shams. He goes on to narrate in the hadith the following, that one time, accompanied by a group of people, Ali ibn Abi Talib passed by them, the Banu Abdul Shams. And they, the Banu Abdul Shams, winked at one another and said, "These people," meaning Imam Ali and the people that were with him, "are the misguided ones." And so Allah the Most High informed them about the two groups of people in the Quran with respect to their state on the Day of Judgment and said, "So today those who believed, and they are Ali and his companions, will laugh at the disbelievers, while they," Ali and his companions, "are reclining on thrones. The disbelievers will be rewarded as they acted in the life of this world against the Muslims due to their winking, laughter, and accusations of Ali and his companions having deviated from the path." And so the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, gave glad tidings to Ali and his companions who were with him that day, that "You will look at them as they are being punished in the fire." Again, as we said, that this tradition comes to us from a non-Shia source, confirming the fact that the Shias of Ali will be in the upper hand on that day. Let us now come to some practical tips from the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought to end this blessed day of the month of Ramadan. Point number one is believers as agents of spiritual torment. In the hereafter, believers will play a role in the spiritual torment of sinners as they witness the consequences of their disbelief. This parallels the mockery and ridicule believers endured in the temporal world, with disbelievers questioning their faith. Throughout history, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his followers, his Shia, faced ridicule and disbelief from detractors. However, on the Day of Judgment, they will have the last laugh, as the truth of their faith and devotion will be revealed. Point number two is divine justice in punishments. Punishments in the hereafter are directly linked to sins committed in the temporal world. Those who mocked and ridiculed the believers, including those who mocked and ridiculed Imam Ali, peace be upon him, will face a similar ridicule in the hereafter as a consequence of their actions. Not only of those 1400 years ago, but even those that have the audacity to go on national TV or on social media platforms and attack the character of Imam Ali, or write books that would attack him and his character, they will face divine justice. Point number three is maintaining moral integrity. As believers and followers of Imam Ali, we are called to uphold moral integrity in this world. Despite facing mockery and opposition, we refrain from engaging in similar behavior towards our detractors, trusting in Allah's justice to prevail. As a closing reflection, these teachings underscore the importance of leading a righteous life and adhering to moral principles. They emphasize the belief in divine justice, where individuals are held accountable for their deeds, both in this world and the hereafter. Moreover, they serve as a reminder of the interconnectedness between actions and consequences, urging individuals to act responsibly and conscientiously. As a final thought, and we leave you with this on this blessed day of the month of Ramadan, as we navigate our journey through life, let us reflect on the profound implications of our actions and decisions. Let us strive to embody values of compassion, integrity, and empathy, knowing that each choice we make shapes our destiny. May we seek guidance from these timeless teachings to lead lives filled with purpose, virtue, and spiritual growth, ultimately paving the path towards eternal fulfillment and divine mercy in the hereafter. Until tomorrow, brothers and sisters, and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan reflections, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.